So we're continuing with local news and features. It's Update Talking News Stoke. It's Timbo with you, and I'm going to continue to read some stories solo. So we're in batch number 7, and I've got 3 headlines for you in this batch, and the headlines coming up from me are Inside Stoke-on-Trent School, rated good by Ofsted, Independent Review into £306 million NHS cuts and its impact on Stokeys, and Josiah Wedgwood statue is back outside Stoke Station after a controversial move. So, the first story for me now is Inside Stoke-on-Trent School, rated good by Ofsted, a primary school described as a happy, vibrant place by an Ofsted inspector, has inspected its good standards according to its latest report. St George and St Martin Catholic Academy in Birch's Head received a good rating a decade ago. Its latest inspection took place last month, and the inspection report published this month has praised older pupils for being excellent role models and teachers for providing engaging learning. The report said that St George's and St Martin's Catholic Academy has taken effective action to maintain the standards identified at the previous inspection. It is a happy, vibrant place where everyone is welcomed and no one is left out. Older pupils are excellent role models. They're proud to be reading buddies and play leaders for their younger friends. They recognise that these roles prepare them well to be responsible citizens in the future. The school is ambitious for its pupils. Most pupils achieve well across a broad range of subjects. Pupils talk with confidence about what they're learning, and older pupils have an impressive recall of knowledge they learned in previous years. The school has high expectations of pupils' behaviours. Pupils are supported to live up to these expectations by following the school's values and virtues. These include being grateful and generous, all learned and wise. As a result, pupils behave well, they listen and concentrate for extended periods in lessons. Pupils are sensible, respectful and well-mannered, and parents hold the school in high regard. The school was advised to ensure that it supports staff to design learning activities that help pupils to know more and remember more across the curriculum, because at times some activities do not help pupils to develop a secure knowledge of the subjects that they study. The report said this prevents some pupils from achieving as well as they could. The school's curriculum was described as ambitious and well-sequenced. However, the report added, the Trust and the school have worked diligently to improve and refine the curriculum since the previous inspection. Staff use their secure subject knowledge to design engaging learning that helps pupils to deepen their understanding. Pupils gain the reading and mathematical knowledge needed to succeed. The school identifies and meets the needs of pupils with SEND, SEND, Special Educational Needs and Disabilities, and it also provides helpful guidance for staff in supporting pupils' needs. As a result, pupils with SEND, which is Special Educational Needs and Disabilities, learn the same curriculum as their peers. Pupils' positive attitudes to learning make a strong contribution to the typically calm and purposeful learning environment. The school's very generous offer of after-school clubs provides opportunities for pupils to develop their interests and talents. Themes for these clubs are often chosen by the pupils and include cookery, street dance, chess, computing and gymnastics. Pupils raise impressive funds for local charities through organising activities for pupils, parents and the wider community, and they develop meaningful relationships with older members of the community through strong links with a local day centre. So the next story for me is Independent Review into £306 million NHS cuts and its impact on Stokeys. Council leaders have agreed to launch a review into how £306 million cuts to NHS services will affect patients in Stoke-on-Trent. Staffordshire and Stoke Integrated Care Board, the ICB, approved an operational plan for 2025 to 2026, which does include swinging cuts to services in order to meet national saving targets. Both Stoke-on-Trent City Council and Staffordshire County Council are opposing the changes due to concerns over the impact on residents and the possibility of costs being shunted onto local authority services. Leaders at the City Council are particularly concerned about planned changes to continuing healthcare, mental health provision and access to autism assessments. The ICB has insisted that it's committed to maintaining service quality and says that in some cases provisions it could improve due to overly restrictive care being reduced. Cabinet members at the City Council have now agreed to commission an independent review on the potential impact of changes to findings in the NHS on the health and well-being of the population of the city. Councillor Duncan Walker, Cabinet Member for Adult Social Care, told the Cabinet that it's important to understand how the cuts will affect the most vulnerable residents in the city. He said Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent ICB approved a business plan for 2025 to 2026, which will require a £306 million cut to the budget in the year, which clearly is impossible to envisage without serious damage to local healthcare services. Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent councils have opposed the adoption of the plan as it was likely to be unsafe and not in the best interests of the population. Sarah Jane Colclough, Cabinet Member for Children's Services, said the sheer scale of these savings is worrying. Services, as we know them, may no longer be available for parents when they need them, shunting the cost to the local authority or further down the road. I fully support the independent review to see what's going to happen to patients and particularly children. Sarah Hill, Cabinet Member for Finance, added, I'm very sorry for our health colleagues that they're facing this, but we can't allow our residents to suffer. According to a council report, the changes to NHS services will place increased demand on already overstretched adult social care. The council estimates that in a worst-case scenario, this will mean £7 million in additional costs for the local authority, with a £4 million impact on self-funders. Council leader Jane Ashworth said that an independent report on the potential impact produced by experts will strengthen the argument against the cuts. She added that we need to do a proper deep dive to understand what the state of health provision in the city is going to be once these changes have been made. We need to have a proper document written by people who are unimpeachable in their knowledge that we can take to the government. Okay, so the final story now in batch number 7 from me is Josiah Wedgwood statue is now back outside Stoke Station after a very controversial move. A much-loved statue of Josiah Wedgwood has been installed in its new position outside Stoke Station. The Grade 2 listed bronze sculpture of the Burslem-born Master Potter was lowered into place in front of the main entrance at the end of July. It's hoped the relocation will help create a welcoming gateway for rail passengers as they arrive in Stoke-on-Trent as part of a multi-million pound transformation project. The statue was built in 1862 and previously stood in Winton Square between the station and the North Stafford Hotel. Over the last 12 months, it's been restored and kept in storage, ready to be relocated. It was funded by public subscription and unveiled in February 1863. It shows Wedgwood holding a reproduction of the Portland vase, an incredible 1st century AD Roman cameo glass vessel that was loaned to Wedgwood by the 3rd Duke of Portland. Wedgwood made 50 copies in 1790, which inspired the internationally recognisable Wedgwood style and has become a symbol for the city. The repositioning, which has been deemed unnecessary by the Victorian Society, forms part of the £29 million Transforming Cities programme to improve transport links between Stoke Station and Hanley. The scheme is to improve the station approach, is due to be completed on August the 11th after work started 2 years ago. A Stoke-on-Trent City Council spokesperson said, moving the Wedgwood statue is quite an undertaking, but this has been carefully planned with heritage experts. Its new position will work with the design of the station gateway for a sense of arrival and meeting space. The bronze statue is a symbol of civic pride, and its more prominent position will allow people to better appreciate one of the city's greats and the unique heritage of the city as a global centre of ceramics production. prior to the reopening. Station Road will be closed in both directions until 8 p.m. on August the 10th. The full road closure will enable block paving to be laid, as well as the completion of a bus gate at Winton Square. Residents will still be able to use car park 3 at the rear of the station for drop-off and pick-up points. The taxi rank will remain accessible, and the Kiel and Newcastle Underline bus stop will be temporarily relocated to Stoke Road. So those are the stories for me, from me, in batch number 7. Keep listening, got a few more for you in our final batch number 8.